Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for another magical, magical is not the right word, a very in-depth cave edition, I got nothing, episode of Game Pass or Pass, a podcast where we play games on Microsoft Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey and I am joined by Basher.
What is the deal, good sirs?
We are back. We are back. We have raided some tombs, saw a couple shadows. Would you see a shadow in a tomb, though?
I mean, my shadows were looking on point in this game. Like, a lot of crisp shadows, a lot of clear shadows. I'm a big fan of the shadows in this game. Tombs, they still need some work.
I mean, but the question is, were the shadows, like, worth the frame rate hit?
I mean, they didn't have hair graphics in this game, so I'm already getting a 0 out of 10.
Just so like that. was it Witcher and Tomb Raider? Those are like the only games that used it, right? And then they're just like, ah.
The only games that had hair in it, apparently.
Yeah. Like, ah, that's enough. So you might have guessed we are going to be talking about Shadow of the Tomb Raider. But before that, got a little housekeeping here. We got a review on iTunes from Ryan. That means, Ryan, you are now the proud owner of 1 month of Game Pass Ultimate. Thank you for writing in and giving us a review. And you can do that, too. So the next person to write us a review on iTunes, and it doesn't have to be 5 stars. We just want honest reviews. You will get a 1 month subscription, the right word? A 1 month code for Game Pass Ultimate, as well as any other service. iTunes is the only one that I know of that people really review on. But if you're listening to us on any of these other services like Pocket Cast or Spotify, you can write us a review there too, and I will like you. I don't know if Basher will.
Absolutely not.
Rude. All right. What's going on? Hang on. Hopefully this records because apparently Audacity was not recording for me. So, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. This was developed by Eidos Montreal, which is important because the first two games, which were Tomb Raider and Rise of the Tomb Raider, were developed by Crystal Dynamics. Eidos Montreal is known for the Thief reboot as well as the Deus Ex reboots. There were two of them. I would like to tell you the regular price of this game is $59.99, but I don't know. I'd spent a good 10 minutes trying to figure it out on Steam, and the only way you can buy this game without downloading the demo, apparently, is through like the bundle, which has all the DLC, which is like $60. So I don't know. Maybe it's $40. Couldn't tell you. It's available on PC, Xbox, PlayStation 4, and Google Stadia.
That's where I played it.
Yeah. It's also on Project X Cloud, which I did play a majority of this game on that. We'll talk about that a little bit. Not too important. There's no Xbox Play Anywhere, so your save does not transfer. There's no crossplay because there is no need for it. There are new tombs and cosmetics via DLC. And for you Xbox One X enhanced owners... I'm sorry, I'm trying to get Xbox One X owners. There is an enhanced mode. There's two. There's a 4K mode and a 60 FPS mode. Game does feature high dynamic range, and it is a beauty. If you have the Xbox One X and you want a game that really pushes this, that horsepower, those 6 teraflops to its max capacity, this is a game to do it. But that being said, let's talk about Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Right off the bat, just to pick up where you left off, it runs extremely well.
Yes.
I played on a PC here, and it runs like butter. I'm a big fan. Like as soon as it launched, I'm like, yeah, this looks great. It feels great. It was really looking up for me at the beginning of this game.
Oh, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Man, I want to like this game way more than I do.
I feel like I'm supposed to.
Yeah, I struggle with this game, particularly because when that original Tomb Raider was coming out, there was a lot of questions about how it was going to sort of modernize itself. And so the joke then became, you know, Uncharted copied off Tomb Raider and now Tomb Raider copied off Uncharted kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then
it went from basically like, I remember people calling it Dude Raider when Uncharted first came out. And then the reboot for Tomb Raider was called Chick Charted.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, Chick Charted. That one didn't catch on as much, but that was a thing, yeah. And that first game, I think you can make the argument that, yeah, there wasn't enough Tomb Raider in it. It was much more of a cinematic adventure, which is fine. But then Rise of the Tomb Raider came out, and I was actually a huge fan of that game. And then there was the controversy around Microsoft signing exclusive for a year, so it was only on PC and Xbox, and then it came to PlayStation a year later, which was, I think nobody won in that situation, because that game, in my opinion, is extremely good. And I think it was a good balance between Uncharted and Tomb Raider, like that Tomb Raider that you know. But there were still people out there saying, like, I don't want the action. Like, I bought a Tomb Raider game for the puzzles. So now we have Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, man. It's one of those games where... So to compare it to, like, our previous podcast venture, For Love of Gaming, I remember we were speaking about when that God of War reboot trailer first came out.
Yes.
And I was on record. You could probably find an episode of me hating what I was seeing. And then when it comes out, of course, we all love it because it's an amazing video game.
Right.
And it's a case of, I didn't know that's what I wanted from God of War. I thought I knew what I wanted from God of War. And in case of Tomb Raider, I really thought I knew what I wanted from Tomb Raider. Like, after playing the first two games, I'm like, I have no backflip, I have no twin pistols, I'm not shooting dinosaurs. Like, what? I want to play more tombs. I want more tomb puzzles. Give me all the rating of the tombs. Shadow of the Tomb Raider did that, and I can't say I'm pleased.
Yeah, I can agree. Like, this is 100% the game that people asked for. Like, people were so adamant that Tomb Raider should be tombs kind of thing. And the tombs were still the best part, I think, of Rise of the Tomb Raider. But what I found out is that, man, getting in between those tombs when you're not doing much is pretty boring. Like, Shadow of the Tomb Raider does not have a lot going on in between the tombs. And that's where it sort of loses me. And I think that as a whole, like, the story is interesting, but because of the way it's structured around
is
gameplay,
it?
I think it is, but there, you don't get enough of it in succession that you care about it.
Like, okay. That makes
you,
sense.
I still haven't rolled the credits on this game because I'm done. Like, I don't want to play it anymore. And the combination of the action in it is extremely few and far between. And the big one of this is like the mud and like going into the wall kind of, I don't like camouflage with the wall. I don't know what else you want to call it. It doesn't do anything for me.
There's a whole stealth system involved. I mean, like,
yeah.
one thing Because a lot of, in different ways, a lot of companies have been attempting to take a lot of cues from the Naughty Dogs and the CD Projekt Red in terms of their game design. And the thing about Uncharted for me was that it never was really, it's a very linear game. This was very small sandbox type areas. So getting from point A to point B felt a lot smoother, felt a lot more transitional, felt a lot better because you have this idea that you can go left and right, but not really. So it keeps you on a narrow path and it keeps you barreling towards this narrative with character and plot. So you're never too far away from it. Whereas Shadow Tomb Raider some of the issues I have with it is, although it's gorgeous, although the gameplay is really tight, really fluid, it's like really it's fun to play. A lot of the in between action points where you're basically kind of trying to get through this small area, it's like you're not doing anything, and it slows. It grinds the game to a halt as you're just trying to like, do I go left or right here? And then if you go left, and that's not where you're supposed to go, you just did an entire circle, and now you're back to where you began. You're like, oh great, so I should have went right. And it's like, you just wasted 15 minutes of your day just kind of like maneuvering through this area that doesn't really provide you much. And they keep throwing in the idea of hunting and gathering, and it's like,
there's no point. Like,
strip that out. Like, there's not the fun part.
Yeah, and I don't know. The stuff that you find in the tombs also isn't that great. Like, it's I don't know that I think there's a term for it, but it does the thing where it basically makes the game less of a chore. Like, most of the stuff you find is like, oh, like now I can do this thing that I probably should have been able to do anyway, but
right.
For whatever reason the game wanted me to find it, kind of thing. So like when you combine that and like, so the story up to this point has basically been finding herself and becoming a Tomb Raider, but Shadow of the Tomb Raider is basically at what point should she stop obsessing about it and just understand that some of this stuff has gone for a reason, kind of thing. Like, she has to find that balance of saving the world, quote, and protecting the world, kind of thing, which might sound the same, but that's kind of the story of it. And it's an interesting take on it of saying, you know, what should Lara Croft's responsibility actually be? Should she even have one? Like, is she overly obsessed? Is she obsessed because her father did it? Like, there's an interesting story there. And
you know, we've been here before, though. Again, like, I'm gonna bring up a lot of other games, but I'm gonna keep harping back to like Uncharted. We've been here just not too long ago. Like, right. we just did this adventure with Nathan Drake, as he basically became way too obsessed. He lost his marriage. He didn't lose his friends. He lost family. And then it's like, oh wait, let me bring this back. Let me like be a human being and realize this. None of this is really worth it. We've done this arc already. So like for me personally, I'm going through this narrative like, okay, she's not going to destroy the world. We know this. Like, she's not a bad person. We know this. Plus, we've already seen this play out in another high-profile Tomb Raiding adventure game.
I think where it's different for me is that Nathan Drake's journey has always been about. I feel like the stakes of Nathan Drake's journey were never
never this high.
Yeah, basically, like if Nathan Drake didn't exist, kind of thing, the world would be the same.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Whereas with Lara Croft, it's like, if she didn't exist, then Trinity would take over and I don't know, like global dominate, whatever you want to call it. Like
some Assassin's Creed type level nonsense. I'm just like, I don't care, guys.
It's not quite on that level where like Apple of Eden is just no, but it's, I think there's a good story there, but because of the way it's told and it's structured around the game, like it just doesn't get there. Whereas, what's interesting for me is that I think Rise of the Tomb Raider had some issues in the story department. I don't think it particularly got to the end the way that it should have. But there was at least character development there. You understood more about Laura. And with this one, I'm guessing that the last act of this game is just a complete story dump, and that's going to be it. But like during I'm playing this game, I've learned nothing about Laura except in the opening scene where basically a tsunami happens because of something that she did. And that's sort of where she starts to have this, you know, realization of just like what is my part in all of this? But there has been nothing about that.
But in his, in
and my, I'm, yeah.
A huge point of contention for me for this is the fact that you don't feel, you're getting flashbacks, you're playing flashbacks of Laura Croft as a kid, and you're still saying that. However, I remember playing the original Tomb Raider. And I remember everyone loving that character.
Right.
And we, if you think about it, we never really got to know.
No, right.
All we knew was her name is Laura Croft, and she raids tombs, and she's a badass. So all we knew, and that's all we really needed to know. Like, she oozed more character then than she does now. And that's really disappointing for me, because I grew up on a Tomb Raider where Laura Croft was just like the most charismatic person in the room. And then I've played three games so far of this, I'm sorry, this little girl who's still like struggling to find herself. And it's like, I understand this. You want to highlight the struggle, but we're on game three now. Can she grow up a little bit? Like, right. Just a little bit, like
yeah. I feel like that topic of her growing up should have been addressed in the first game, but instead it's been her entire journey kind of thing, and it's, I don't know, I think what happened with this franchise, and I think part of it is that Eidos took over after Crystal because Crystal got basically recruited to do Avengers, and I'm speculating here. I have no idea if Crystal wanted to do a third Tomb Raider. Blah, blah, blah. Like, but I don't think it's a coincidence that Thief was not a very good game. Those Deus Ex remakes are very divided. Like, either you like them or either you love them or you're just kind of meh. I'm very meh on them. And I think this game has the same problem. Like, this is the game that they were told to make. And I think they made the game well that they were told to make. But the problem is that this isn't the original team's idea. This isn't their original story. Like, something happened with the franchise along the way, whether they listened to the fans too much, whether the developer changed, et cetera, something. But this game just feels hollow compared to those first two, which is weird because it's the most Tomb Raider game that we've gotten. But for whatever reason, the story they're telling and the way it's structured is just kind of bleh. Like, and it's disappointing in so many ways, I think.
No, absolutely. And in so many ways, in terms of narrative and pacing, because when you let me control Laura in an environment where she's just kind of running and gunning and picking people off, like, I'm really enjoying the game. But with the second you force me to do that wall slide in between a really tight crack in the wall, like, which happens every 13 steps in this game, like, or the part where she has to crawl slowly underneath a cave entrance just to get to the other side is like, I mean, the first 15 minutes of this game is you just pressing up on the control stick.
Right.
And it's like, this isn't gameplay, guys. Like, and I'm not learning anything. This isn't gameplay. This isn't engaging. So when this game has you engaged, it is phenomenal. Like, it is going on all cylinders. The second this game disengages with you, which is very, very often, it's like you're just wandering doing absolutely nothing. And it's kind of sad.
Yeah. And we haven't talked too much about the gameplay, and I think that's probably not by mistake, but it's, the tombs are the best part, and it's basically solving puzzles. You know, it's what you remember. It's, I've got object A and B, and I have to figure out how to combine it to get to object C kind of thing. And most of them are pretty good, But getting to that usually involves some sort of very mediocre combat or just, like you said, just sort of running around kind of thing. And I cannot tell you, like, if you're playing this game on surround sound, because you have the instincts or whatever you want to call them, hunter instincts or something, and you press that to sort of like highlight the area, but it does like a pulse, and I cannot tell you how many times my house rumbled from just boom. Like, I have pressed that button so many freaking times that I feel like I was watching the game in black and white at times. And
again, and that's because they still have this hunter gathering system that you don't need. Like,
no, yeah.
And then, but it's there, so you feel inclined to do it. So you're clicking that thumbstick in every 20 feet.
Yeah, like, because you feel like you're going to be missing something, and I don't know. It's been a while. That was awkward. It's been a while since I've played Rise of the Tomb Raider, but I remember there being just way more clues of like, there's a tomb somewhere here.
Right.
Like, I got to figure out what I'm missing. Whereas in this game, I'm just like, I'm looking around and I'm like, where's the entrance? Like, I can't find the entrance. And I hit the button and like, okay, I found it. Like, there's no engaging gameplay other than the tombs, and getting in between them is boring. But even when I get to the end of the tombs, I'm like, well, that was fun, but I didn't get anything for it.
I was having Legend of Zelda flashbacks where
wandering around,
finally seeing that shrine over there. Yeah. I'm like, oh, finally getting through the shrine, and just to get nothing for it. I'm just like, God dang it. Like, what was the point of that? And that's the thing about this game too, because like, to go back to what we said earlier, you wanted more tombs, we got more tombs. And I found out a lot about myself as a gamer and my relationship with the Tomb Raider franchise and in certain aspects of gaming in general, where I really started to question, is climbing fun?
No, it's never. That's been my biggest issue with Uncharted, especially 4, was just like, this climbing is not fun, and there's so much of it. Like, holy crap, is there so much of it.
I don't remember playing, like, I could be completely wrong. It could be my rose-tinted glasses, but I don't remember having to climb so much in the Uncharted games.
Four was the one that broke me for it.
Okay, and, yeah.
Like, that was, and if you've ever read that Jason Schreier book, Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, whatever, apparently at one point climbing was going to be a different thing. And like, there was more mechanics involved with it, and that's why there was so much of it, but they were too far along to basically go back and change it kind of thing. But in Tomb Raider,
thing to it is that, like, in Tomb Raider, all you do is it's tap X so you don't miss the ledge, or... Right. Oh,
and
no.
Much of it.
The static of me almost slipping. It's like, how are you going to almost slip on every jump? Right. You should have been dead years ago if you don't know what you're jumping on.
Right. And it's, so I don't know. I have a very love-hate relationship with this game because I want to finish it because I want to see the end of the story. But at the same time, I'm going to guess that she realizes that she can't do it all kind of thing. Like, and it's not her job to solve the mystery, but instead protect the dangers, I guess, or protect the world from the possible dangers. I'm going to guess that's what happens. And I don't have any faith that the story is going to take some dramatic turn and somehow tell that in a way that's even more engaging than I anticipate, because the storytelling hasn't been good up to this point. So I don't know. Like, if I'm bored, like, I don't.
In a world full of Marvel movies and Disney takeovers, this franchise clearly started in an age of gritty reboots.
Oh yeah, it was kind of the one. Like, this was supposed to be like, you can reboot a franchise kind of thing,
right? And it's like, these games don't need to do, like, I'm having such a disconnect with this character, this her story, and the gameplay, because she comes off as, they want her to be this very flawed girl, and they want her to be very vulnerable at times, always making mistakes and learning from them. But when you're playing the game, though, the actual gameplay does not reflect that whatsoever.
Right. And when this franchise started, which was on the Xbox 360 and PS3, I think you could get away with that. Like, we hadn't had... I don't want to say you could get away with it, but it was much easier to not pay attention to it. And maybe it's just the fact that we're on the third game now, or maybe it's just the fact that other games have come out, but it just, to me, it doesn't seem like that should fly anymore.
No, it definitely does not. And rather than wrong, this launch, some of the upgrades are just brutal. I'm supposed to be this flawed, very, should I do this, should I do that girl? But then it's like, I just got the upgrade where I could put an arrow through his neck from the top of a tree branch, drop down from it, have him hang from it. And it's like, right. whoa, guys.
Oh, well, yeah, it's like that original game where, like, she, if I remember, like, the first thing you do, like, after you get off the boat or plane or whatever it was, and you have to kill a deer, and she's just like, I can't do it. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then, like, the next scene, she's got, like, a pistol and a bow, and she's just, like, sniping dudes. And it's just right. Like, it's like, wait a second. And she's still kind of that person where she's just like, I don't want to do this. And then, like you said, you get this upgrade to basically hang people. It's like, wait a second.
Like, I'm like, and again, it's like, it's clear that the game design at the top is a bit fractured, because to go back to Uncharted yet again, Nathan never really shies away from violence, and in fact he doesn't want to die, so a lot of his in-game animations show like him like when you're running and gunning, like his head's kind of ducked and he's shooting sideways akimbo, like he's just all off center because he doesn't want to get hit. Whereas like Laura moves with purpose, right. and Guile, like she is a hardened killing machine, and it's like so who is this I'm seeing in the cutscene then? Because it's not the person I'm playing as.
Right. There's definitely, and that's what's weird is like that disconnect is still there, and I think they started to address it in the second one, like with some of the characters. Like she started asking these questions of basically, you know, like who, this is turning, doing all this is making me into someone that I don't really want to be, and, but then this third one they don't ever really. Figure that I don't say figure that out, but they don't play on that or tell that story anymore.
It's dropped.
Yeah, it's just gone, and she's sort of this first character from the first game. And yeah, I guess my question is like, is this simply because Eidos took over and they clearly just I don't want to say they because I'm sure they're not the only studio that worked in this, but in my opinion, most of their games I've always sort of had this disconnect where. I don't really understand the purpose of what I'm doing kind of thing. And I understand that that doesn't have to be there for everybody, but I feel like in particular with Tomb Raider and the story that was told up to this point, like if you're playing Thief, like you're a thief. Like, okay, like I don't, it'd be nice to have some story there to make it make sense, but I don't need to have it. Same thing with Deus Ex. Like you're playing this character and you're in this world. Whereas Tomb Raider is about Lara Croft kind of thing, at least this version of her. So maybe this just wasn't the team to do it because they're not used to telling that kind of story. Whereas the tombs are fantastic. Like they're really, really good, but I just don't think that they're good enough that all of the shortcomings are easily forgivable kind of thing. Whereas in some of their other games like Deus Ex, I think some of their shortcomings, they don't work for me, but I totally understand why other people play them and can completely ignore it sort of thing. So
let me ask you this then, because I myself am unsure of the answer, because at this point, I do not know what I want from a Tomb Raider game. Do you know what you want from a Tomb Raider game going forward?
I'm going to say that I want something closer to Rise of the Tomb Raider, because that was the game that I remember specifically when the whole Xbox announcement came out. And I think I said this on the last episode, I remember, but it was like, there was a huge controversy. It was like, I can't believe they took Tomb Raider exclusive kind of thing. And I was like, who cares? Who cares about, exclusive Tomb Raider. I was like, I don't care. I'm not going to play it. And then I eventually did play it through a Black Friday sale, and it turned me into a convert. Like, I was 100% like, okay, I was wrong. I wanted this game. I understand why they decided to try to make it exclusive, et cetera. So I want something more like that. And I don't want to say like I want an Uncharted game, but I want to go on an adventure with a character that makes sense and grows. But I also want to raid tombs. Like, the tombs are still so much fun. Like, we don't get gameplay like that. So I want a game that, if it's more about tombs and more about just discovery, that's completely fine with me. But you need to either make that game, or the story needs to be a hell of a lot better, because the story that they're telling just isn't great. So
I wish they would just drop the story, just let me raid some tombs. in a shorts, give us some dual pistols, and like bring, like, can you bring back Lara Croft? Like, because I don't need to play another like Alloy from freaking yeah. So it's like, I don't like she's not the character yet. She's just someone else, and which is fine, I guess, for newcomers.
But I mean, theoretically, by the end of this game, she should have figured it out. So theoretically,
by the end of the second one, she should have figured it out. Like,
but
the whole
premise of this game is that she's going to figure it out finally, and so theoretically, the next Tomb Raider game should be that, right? Like, it should just be her protecting things. It should be her going to this whatever to find its mysteries, to make sure that it's safe, sort of thing. And that's where it should be better, because that's when you're going to start coming across the weird things, and it's going to be 100% about figuring things out and not about Laura kind of thing. So if there's a next one, is there going to be? I don't think so. Like, clearly, there was
I didn't know this game even came out. All right,
the lead up to this game was terrible. Almost all of the promotional material for it was combat. Like, and out of there's not a lot of combat in this game at all.
It's not enough.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, of just like, Laura's evolved, and she's now got all these new abilities to do this and this and this, and then you pick up this game, and it's just like, this is not the game that you showed. So there was a weird disconnect, and then you had the Eidos transfer, and it just, if you remember, the first game sold like 7 million copies, and Square Enix was like, nah, didn't sell enough kind of thing.
Right, right.
So whether or not this is panned out for Square, it doesn't seem like it. Granted, the landscape is completely different than it was in 2013 to now. From what I understand, the game did not perform the way they wanted it to. I think that's a combination of when it came out, and as well as just, like you said, nobody knew it came out. I remember when it came out specifically because I was waiting for this game, but I remember specifically, like, Chris, who's a friend of ours, he was a huge fan of the first two. He still hasn't played the third one because he forgot it came out as well, kind of thing. So whatever it was, whatever the marketing, timing, whatever, it just seems like this has not panned out for Square. So I feel like we're not going to see it for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see it again, kind of thing. So, which is a bummer.
It needs to come back in a God of War type way, where if it comes back, the next thing we see, the only thing we should see is her in her original getup, and just being kind of standing out amongst these, I'm gonna go there for just a second, amongst these grizzly voiced white protagonists, male protagonists, and just be like, hey, I'm a colorful, out there, quirky character, and all my character is in the name. Like, we don't need to do this deep backstory into. Not like
give me John Wick but Lara Croft,
right? Like
just let me do some cool stuff. Like, yeah, like
I don't need anything else. Like they try to do so much in this game. Just focus on one or two things in this game. Like it's instead of having me work way too much and long to find the next tomb, just make one giant tomb with a bunch of mini puzzles in it, and then maybe work myself out of it, and have that be the accomplishment. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be just the problem is that who at Square can do it kind of thing. I think Crystal Dynamics was the right choice, and I think that the way they started it and the middle chapter was good, but who else at Square could do it kind of thing? And I don't think there's an answer. I think you'd have to find someone else, and I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But so now it's time. Do you play this game or do you pass on this game?
It's tough to say because I rate games, not rates, but I choose whether you play a pass on a game differently, determining a bunch of things, based on a bunch of things. And sometimes it's based on a matter of, is this a AAA game or is it like an indie game? Indie games get a little more leeway. I tend to judge AAA games more harshly. To say to not play, like, a good part of me wants to say skip this game, honestly. But there's so much good there. Like, the game is so well polished that in some ways you'd be doing yourself a disservice to not at least enjoy the first half of this game before eventually giving up because you don't care about the character or the story. So I'm going to say play this game.
Uh-oh, we got a problem. I think there's no situation where you should play this game.
All right, convince me. Because so, I think there's enough polish there to say this is...
Right, there's...
Let me ask this first. Are the other Tomb Raider games on the platform?
They're on Xbox. They're not on PC. Well, they're on PC. They're on Xbox Game Pass for console, but not on PC.
See, that changed. Okay, that will change my... That's enough for me to say, play that one, skip this one.
See, I just don't... I think from a pure time perspective, and maybe it's because I've now started this game twice. If this was my first time playing it, I might have agreed with you, but I don't think that there's the amount of time you have to spend in this game to see the good stuff does not make it worth it, in my opinion. I think that it really, for me, it comes down to a time thing. If this game was a 10-hour game and you could get through it and just see like the cool stuff, definitely. But you're talking, this is a 15 to 20 hour game to see everything good. And maybe 5 of those 20 hours are actually worth it kind of thing. I don't think that's good enough. I don't think that there's enough substance there, even like, cause I'm thinking like, okay, I didn't like the story, but is there even for someone that maybe doesn't judge games as harshly or isn't looking for something as deep, could they enjoy it? And I don't think there's even that there for it. I think that the story is so shallow that the time that you spend walking around the little village talking to people, which amounts to literally nothing, is just a complete waste of your time. Yeah, it's a complete waste of time. And I'm just like, no, that there's no reason to play it. Like, it looks very nice, and I think if you are 100% a graphics whore, like myself a lot of times, yeah, you should play it just to flex your system and see what 4K HDR can really look like. But that's the only instance in any circumstance I would say play it.
Yeah, you don't have to convince me too hard because I was already on the fence about it. I would have been very happy to never play this game, so that's fine with me. Like, we can skip right over this one. Pass.
There you go. Pass. Pass on it. Sorry, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Stay in the shadows.
I don't see what you did there.
So, what's next?
I think we should stay in the shadows.
I don't know what that means. Like the Ninja Turtles from the Shadow?
Ooh, is that on there?
No, that's a movie. That's not.
Is there a Ninja Turtle game on the system? On the platform? Because I'm down. I'm 100% down. Like
110%. I don't know if we came to a consensus. It's either going to be Devil May Cry 5 or Remnant from the Ashes next.
Oh, that's the name of it. I thought it was Remnant from the Shadow.
No, it's Remnant from the Ashes.
Okay.
It's like, do we go from third person action game to third person action shooter or third person action beat 'em up? Like, I guess it's not beat 'em up, but combo heavy.
I would go. See, here's the thing. I've started both of these games already. And I guess what I'm trying to think, like, which ones do I want to, because they both start off so slow in a way.
in their own different ways, yes.
Yeah, so it's like, which one do I want to sit through? You know what? I think for myself, Remnant would be more of a curveball. Having played Surge 2 recently and loving it after hating all Souls games after, like, Dark Souls 2. I'm going to say, my vote's for Remnant to see if I am going to like this Souls-like game.
Fine with me. I have played a significant amount of both of them already, so it does not affect me. But, all right, so I had an idea for after that. I think we should do it. We need to do a Halo run. Now, they don't have to be in succession, but I think between now and the launch of Halo Infinite, every single Halo game, including Reach, is now on the platform. I think we need to start a campaign run of every Halo game.
Are we going to go full balls to the wall and heroic this thing?
I think you mean legendary, but...
See, I'm not a Halo guy.
I don't...
Clearly?
That's tough, because I think some of them are very good on legendary, and some of them suck on legendary. Like, Halo 2 on legendary is not fun. I've done it. It's not fun.
I hate it.
Yeah. I have completed every Halo game on legendary at some point in my life. I think Halo 3 is very good on legendary. I think Halo 4 is very good on legendary. I think Halo 1 is... okay, it's doable on legendary, but I prefer heroic. Same thing with Halo 2, I prefer heroic. Halo ODST, I do not like on legendary. It's not fun, so I prefer heroic. I actually think Halo Reach is very good on legendary. So it depends. I think...
So Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4...
Halo ODST... Reach.
Oh my God!
Halo Reach.
Halo Reach didn't.
And Halo 5.
Guardians, is that what that is?
Halo 5 Guardians. Like I said, we're not gonna do them in succession. We've got basically 11 months to do this. But
I'm 100% down. It's just a matter of I know me and I know my love for Halo. it peaks and then it just goes straight down to the toilet like overnight. Yeah,
I think we'll stick to a heroic run then, so that way
we can actually finish them.
Right, because some of those, like Halo 3 and Legendary is not too bad, but there are certain parts, especially some of the vehicle segments, to where the checkpointing system, like, it can completely screw you. So I think we'll stick with a heroic co-op run of the Halo campaigns.
I'm down. Before we get out of here, which Halo was it when he fell in love with his AI?
That would be all of them. I guess not Reach and ODST, because those don't have Master Chief in them. But so I guess the second, I think I've already made the decision, but I think we should run through them in story order. So yeah. we're not gonna go back. Like, we're not gonna do Reach after 3 kind of thing. We'll start with Halo Reach and just move through the timeline the way it's supposed to be kind of thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
So, but all right, I think that's going to do it. You can find us on YouTube at @play_tested. I'm sorry, on YouTube, it's just play tested. On Twitter, @play_tested. Write us a review. Let us know what you like, dislike, etc. You can write us at gpopfans@gmail.com. That's gpopfans@gmail.com. When it comes to Shadow of the Tomb Raider, unfortunately, stay in the shadows and don't let it harm your hard drive.
Good days.
Good days.